Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, June 20th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friend Jen McNelly, natural resource groundwater educator with UW-Madison Division of Extension. Right now in the studio, thanks to our good friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, we have our great friend Jillian Lechna. Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
She is marketing and events coordinator with Visit Rome. We say a shout out to all of our friends over at the Visit Rome Bureau and appreciate the time from you guys and love talking the Rome area with you, Jill. Thanks for joining us. I want to get right to it because we have so much to cover today.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our favorite things to talk about is our farmers markets, and that's where we're going to kick things off.
Yeah, so tomorrow, June 21st, and every Friday is the Rome Farmers Market in our Rome Town Center. That is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and lots of great local goodies. And as we get further and further into June, going into July, you will see more of those fruits and veggie and flower vendors at our farmers market.
Yeah, yeah. Even more variety as the summer goes along. And it's, again, a great way to buy local, support local, and support so many of our great people in the ag and consumer industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good idea. A great, fun time. And that's every Friday. Keep that in mind, everybody.
Yes.
Where is that specifically located, Jillian?
I believe the address is 274 Geneva Trail.
Yeah, yeah.
If you look up Town of Rome, Town Center, or Business Park, you'll probably get the same results.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That's a lot of names, same spot.
That's what I found. And there's signs and there's things to go direct you right to there as well. The Shermalat Water Ski Show is coming up, and they do such a great job with these, and they always have a fun theme for them.
Yeah, so every Saturday from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area, the Shermalat Water Ski team will be performing their 3001 A Space Odyssey show.
Mm.
As we get into July, they do have a few Wednesday dates. So Wednesday, July 3rd. July 6th is a Saturday, but that time it's at Lake Sherwood Lodge. And then the other two Wednesdays are July 10th at 6:30 and the 17th at 6:30. I would recommend checking out their website to get the latest and greatest info,
mm-hmm.
or look at our website.
Yeah.
It just would take me too long to go through all of their shows on this show, obviously.
They're really amazing shows,
yes.
And it's a great way to support them and to maybe get a preview or a little idea of what it's going to look like when our state water ski show tournament kicks off in a little bit. That's going to be fun, too. Join the Shermalat Water Ski Show for 3001 A Space Odyssey. That's so good. So good. Nicely done by them. Journalistically, I like to mention a couple of things whenever y'all join us. My first years in this state were spent in the Rome area. I mm-hmm. love the Rome area, and I'm a big Lego guy. I love Legos, Jillian.
Yes.
Don't tell anybody, but every once in a while, my grandkid or my nephews and stuff, I'll still play with Legos every
mm-hmm.
once in a while. It just brings the kid out in me. And we got a cool Lego event coming up.
Yeah, that'll be this coming Monday, the 24th, at the Rome or Leicester Public Library of Rome from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll be having their Lego Building Challenge program. It's a fun family event for all ages. You can create your own Lego masterpiece or get inspired with some of the designs they already have on display.
Mm-hmm.
They will be displaying the finished Lego creations throughout the children's area in the library. And best of all, this event is drop-in, so no need to register.
Excellent.
You can just show up.
Now, if you want to practice this beforehand, I encourage you to hang out with your kids and build some stuff with Legos.
Yeah.
It's a great practice. And you can tell the kids, look, I've got to do this. So we got the Lego Building Challenge coming up. I have to play with Legos. It's not, I don't want to. I have to. No. It's a fun opportunity. And not only a great opportunity for families and people to get out and do something, but getting to the library, our beautiful Rome Library, and getting to celebrate that a little bit more, too. It's a fun place to host this at. These challenges are becoming more and more popular and more and more people getting in. I love that. It's such a great idea by the library to have
mm-hmm.
this. That's going to be fun. We love our friends over at Hoozles at the Lakes, and they've got DJ Trivia coming up.
Yep. Wednesday, June 26th, and every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to about 8:30 p.m. Always free, always fun, but if you're feeling competitive, there are gift cards for first through third place. So grab your friends, family members, random people to make up your team. Yeah, exactly. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you. I need a fourth.
Yeah.
Exactly. We've all done it. Jillian, I think that's a great way to put that. Some people, they love just doing this and just having some fun. And others, this is a little bit of a competitive thing. Yeah. And a little challenging and stuff. And that's fun, too. So however your approach is, you're going to enjoy this. And DJ Trivia does a great job. Lucas does an amazing job with all these. He's mm-hmm. very good at what he does. Friday, June 28th. Jillian, this sounds really cool. The third annual Little Bit of Nash.
Yeah. So, yeah, like you said, third annual. It'll be four Nashville singer-songwriters at four different venues. Three of the four are in Rome. Their first one, Friday, June 28th, that is in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. So we're just going to brush over that quick.
Yeah, right.
But the Saturday and Sunday ones are in Rome. So Saturday, June 29th, from 1 to 5, these four artists will be at the Lure Bar and Grill. Later that night, 7 to 11, they go over to Hoozles at the Lakes. And then Sunday, 1 to 5, they will be at Camelot on the Lake. Mm. And these four artists are Press Pause Music, a.k.a. Joey Lamping, Katie Jacobs, Kaylin Cole, and Chris Perrine, I'm not sure.
Perrine, I think I've heard. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I've heard all these artists a bit, and they're, I mean, it's really cool to be able to bring them to this area.
Yeah.
I shout out Hoozles and not Hoozles, I'm sorry. I shout out these venues for having
yes.
them.
Yes.
And Hoozles being one of them.
Yeah.
and certainly these artists, that Saturday is a long yeah. day for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool that they're a part of this and celebrating the music and getting some of this in our area. That's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah. And like I've said multiple times on this program, Rome is definitely a hot spot for live music. I can never cover all of it in
yeah.
our segment. Mm. So encourage you to visit our website to check out all of the live music that's listed, or even follow some of these Rome businesses on Facebook. They might be posting, oh, hey, we're having a concert tonight, just pop-up yeah. concert or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great point to make.
Yeah.
And that website, visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. We'll give that again before we wrap up. We're speaking with Jillian from the Marketing and Events Coordinator with Visit Rome, Wisconsin. A big thank you to Nakua Support Edward State Bank for sponsoring this segment. Jillian, we're rolling through June here. We're already talking about the end of June. That's
yeah.
just too fast. It happened too fast. But that does mean we get to talk about Patio Palooza.
Yes. So Saturday, June 29th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be Hoozles Patio Palooza. If you love farmers markets, definitely come here. This is almost like a bonus farmers market. They'll be having craft and vendors in their parking lot. All sales benefit the Fighting From Start to Finish Foundation, which is local to Hoozles.
Uh-huh.
There will be live music, food, cash bar with Hoozles famous Bloody Marys. So
oh, yeah, gotta have
if you're
those.
Craving one of those, this is definitely place to go.
Mm-hmm. And a great cause for this, too.
Yes, definitely.
The Fighting From Start to Finish is one of those causes and organizations that encourage more and more people to learn about. We'll try to get that. Yeah, they have a great Facebook page where you can also go to fightingfromstarttofinish.com. There's the whole one word. You can go ahead and check out more from there. And a big time event with this. The Patio Palooza, great name, great event.
Mm-hmm.
Join them for that coming up Saturday, June 29th, 9 to 3, over at Hoozles for this one. Yeah. And all of July, we got a fun thing going on.
Yeah. So we normally talk about our Rome library, but this time we're showing the Rapids Library a little love.
Nice.
The Lakes Area Artists and the Brush and Palette Club will be having their art show all of July.
Mm-hmm.
Art will be paintings, 2D or 3D artwork. And they will all be on display at McMillan Memorial Library.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and visit whenever McMillan is open. So mm-hmm. if you want to know those hours, check out their website, www.mcmillanlibrary.org.
Mm-hmm. We love our libraries around here, and we're certainly biased about our local ones. And,
yeah.
and this is one of those ones that we really enjoy. And now that the touch of Rome is still felt there
yeah.
with this, with the Lake Area artists being featured.
Yes.
They, McMillan is such a great area for this too. They have just almost built for displays like this. As a kid, we got to have our art put up there a lot of times in school, and it's very similar to that, just with some incredible local artists that you get to look at, support, and take some art in, which I know a lot of our area loves to be able to do. I being one of them, I'm a big fan of this. So this is a fun event. Looking forward to that one. And again, that goes on all of July. You can find out more at McMillanLibrary.org, McMillanLibrary.org. Saturday, July 6th. Cool event going on, Jillian.
Yeah, so because July 4th falls in the middle of the week, Lake Sherwood has moved their 4th of July Independence Day festivities to that Saturday. So from noon to 11 p.m., they'll be having food, beer vendors and tents, live music, games such as the spot game, I believe face painting. There's a Shermalot ski team performance, fireworks at dusk. There's a boat parade, way more than I can say here. Yeah. So definitely check out their Facebook event or check out their website for more details and what's happening at what specific time.
Yeah. My my grandparents' house that I lived in when I first moved out here was off of Sussex, right in light on Lake Camelot. And we just love Lake Camelot. It's one of my favorite lakes in the world. Love that place. I learned to swim in that lake, or we learned to fish and so many things in that lake. But every year, we went over to Shermalot for this event.
Yes.
I think my first three or four 4th of Julys in Wisconsin were spent right there at Lake Sherwood for this event. It's a fun one. They go all out for this.
Yes.
And Jillian's so right. We could spend an hour. We can go into the next Midday Magazine segment and still not have enough time to cover everything.
Yeah.
They do it right. They have a good time, and it's a fun time. And I like that they moved it. I actually like that they have it. It kind of extends the 4th of July celebrating for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a smart move by them, too, because more people will probably be able to attend. It's just going to be a fun event. We'll meet you there, everybody. Saturday, July 6th, Lake Sherwood Independence Day celebration. Also got another event going on the 6th.
Yeah, so at Lake Arrowhead this time, they will be having the Britons Beatles tribute band dinner and show from 5 p.m. to about 10 p.m., I would say. Join the Britons as they play hits from the Fab Four, meaning the Beatles, from Love Me Do to Let It Be. 5 o'clock, the doors will open. 6 o'clock will be dinner, and 7 o'clock will be the concert. It is $50 for the dinner and concert, or $40 if you just want to see the concert and you had dinner beforehand.
Yeah.
If you book an entire table of 8, you receive 2 free bottles of wine. And in order to book your tickets, reserve ahead of time, contact Lucky or Donna at 715-325-2915 or events at lakearrowheadgolf.com.
We we're fortunate here in this at this station. We get a lot of artists that join us, and we get to talk to a lot of cover artists.
Yeah.
And in fact, earlier this week, I was talking with Larry, who's going to be coming to town. He's a Jimmy Buffett's tribute artist. And one thing that I've learned that I don't think I knew it beforehand, in order to be a tribute artist, you've got to be really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, these aren't people that necessarily couldn't come up with their own songs. They're just people that really love the artists that they're covering. But imagine, okay, covering Jimmy Buffett. He's a legend and everything. You got to be pretty talented to do that. Now think of the Beatles.
Like, yeah.
If you're going to cover the Beatles, you've got to be pretty darn talented to take on that library. And whether it's Love Me Do or Let It Be or any of the classics from the Fab Four, you're going to be able to hear them from the Britons. One of the better cover bands I've ever heard. My dad is a gigantic Beatles fan.
Yeah.
I played some of them for him. He's like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's a huge compliment for my dad. That's they're such a fun band, and it's a fun way to not only enjoy your evening, but get out to Lake Arrowhead and just the beautifulness of that is already a selling point. It's going to be a fun event. Also coming up, it's Tuesday, July 9th through the 14th. Got a big one coming up.
Yeah, it's the 125th annual WTA State Trap Shoot at our shooting grounds. Throughout the week or so, view singles, doubles, shooting from some of the state's best. And even if you're not shooting, we still encourage you to check out the facility, which is an Olympic-style bunker, one of the only in the area.
Yes.
And just experience what trap shooting is like. Yeah. I would suggest bringing earplugs because it gets a little loud sometimes. But it really is cool, and it's not anything like you can really describe, I would say.
Oh, I actually think that's a great way to describe it. That really is. Unless you've experienced it or seen it and just watched it, you don't get the excitement. It's hard to, even watching it like on TV, it can be hard to kind of get that feeling. But being there, smelling the gun smoke, seeing these artists, these athletes being able to do this, and the eye coordination, some of the things that they're able to do is a lot of fun. And it's a great way to support a local event and our local friends at the trap shoot, not too far from us over here.
Yeah.
And I never want to skate past this 125th.
Yeah.
So every year we do this, it just gets bigger and mm-hmm. cooler to me that's it continues on. That's a very cool event.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, we'll talk more about that as we get closer to it, everybody. Friday, July 12th, another good one coming up.
Yep, back at the Rome Library from 2 to 4 p.m. Come and join the fun and create your own sand art piece. We will have two craft kits to choose from and lots of fun, colorful sand. This is also a drop-in program, so no pre-registration is required.
Things get busy, and you know, as much as people want to let people know that, hey, I'm coming ahead of time or register for something, sometimes that keeps people from attending an event because they just don't know.
Yeah.
Especially in the summer where everything's so busy.
Yeah.
It's a really nice thing of them to be able to do, because this is mm-hmm. this puts a lot on the library to not know how many people are coming, don't know how many supplies to have and everything. It's very nice of them to do it that way.
Yeah.
And it just shows how much that they listen to the community, they care about the community, and they just want you to come on down and have fun with these events.
Mm-hmm.
That one is going on Friday, July 12th.
Yeah.
Also Friday, July 12th, the Rome Outdoor Movie Night.
Yeah. So we did have an outdoor movie night, I believe, either last year or 2 years ago, and we're bringing it back.
Yeah.
We are working with the Adams County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism. Mm-hmm. So from 8 to 10 p.m., we will be having our outdoor summer movie night at the new Rome Town Center Bandshell. We'll be watching the 2016 movie Sing, so
that should be
a good one.
That is going to be good. That's a fun movie. That's a lot of great voice, a lot of talent.
Yeah.
That cast is incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. A lot of great voices in that one. My dad loves that movie.
He
usually watches it with the nephews, but every once in a while I catch him just watching it.
Yeah.
Just watching it. It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Shame at all. And a fun family movie, too.
Yeah, it is. So definitely come and check out our band shell. Check out the movie. Mm-hmm. Should be a good one.
We wrap up, Jillian, with one of, one of the cooler events that we're going to find this summer, Sunday, July 14th.
Yeah, bring your dog to the patio bar at Hoozles at the Lakes. That'll be noon to 4 p.m. It is a $10 fee, but that fee includes a doggy gift bag.
Mm-hmm.
There is live music 1 to 4, pup cups for sale, a 50-50 raffle. We consider a donation to the Humane Society, so mm-hmm. kind of like what you've heard before, bleach, dog treats, Kleenex, paper towel, mm-hmm. money.
Yes,
encourage you to follow the paw laws, so no dogs off leash, make sure they're supervised, mm-hmm. Not too young, not any angry dogs.
Yeah, you know your dog well.
Yeah.
You know if he'll be a good fit for this, or they'll be a good fit for this event
or not.
Yeah,
definitely.
A shout out to our local humane societies, to Hoozles at the Lakes, having this event. This area is so dog friendly and loves our dogs.
Yes.
And it's a fun way to be able to get out with the dog and doing things with this. I know my fur brother, Sam, I want to bring to this and have some fun. That's going to be a good one. And live music from 1 to 4. You can't beat that. That's going to be a great time. So I meant to say, wrapping up with our last couple events, Jillian, we do have one more one of the touch on coming up Wednesday, July 17th.
Yeah, so back at the...
I'm going to make lightsaber noises over here.
Back at the library, the Jedi adventure begins. Ooh. 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Come join us at the library for an out-of-this-world experience with entertainer Toby Kidd.
Hmm.
This event will be sure to get your children excited with a Jedi that will battle for the planet's ecosystems. Lightsaber duels and the dark side all show up for a romp through the galaxy of fun. And this is a family-friendly event. So definitely bring anyone from your full-fledged Jedis to your baby Yodas.
Yep. Any Padawans out there, feel free to join. It's going to be a fun event. It's also fun to find out where both Star Wars heads, Jillian.
Yeah.
Go ahead and check out this event. Have some fun with this one. And again, support our local libraries. Also want to keep in mind live music in Rome Thursday nights. Check that out, everybody.
Yeah. Thursday night is Tunes on the Turn at Lake Arrowhead from 5 to 8 p.m. And I'll just leave it at that because, like I mentioned earlier, we have so much live music. It's not even funny. I swear more gets added on the daily.
Yeah. In fact, as we were talking today, more and more has been added.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So be sure to anywhere like Lake Arrowhead's website or Hoozle's website, a lot of these will feature it for you. They do a great job with those, and a big shout out to all of those businesses. As we wrap up, Jillian, I did want to note something. You guys are moving.
Yeah, Visit Rome is moving into a new location. So if you're trying to find us, starting July 3rd, our new address is 1146 County Road D, Nakusa, Wisconsin, 54457. So
excellent.
That part didn't change. Our new number is 715-325-3100. And like I mentioned, our new office will be open to the public by July 3rd. So feel free to stop by to say hi on or after that date.
Yeah, and pick up a visitor's guide.
Yeah.
Say hi to the team over there. Or let them know, support the team over there. You guys are doing some really good work. And it got a small staff. We can relate to that.
Yeah.
A lot of work with a small staff.
And, definitely.
But boy, you guys knock it out the park every time. Whether you're joining us on the air or you're, these events that you're talking to us about, we really, really do appreciate all of the information, Jillian. Thank you so much for the time today. I did want to mention a couple of websites that we've talked about today. If you're interested in finding out more about fighting from the start to finish, you can go to fightingfromstff.com. That's fightingfromstff.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Leicester Public Library of Rome, you can go to romepubliclibrary.org, romepubliclibrary.org. And of course, be sure to go to visitromewi.com, bookmark that page, be sure to follow them on social media. Great way to keep up to date on not only the things going on in Rome, but all the wonderful things that the Visit Rome Bureau is doing. Appreciate the work that you guys do, Jillian.
Yeah, thank you.
Please say hi to Lisa for us.
Will do.
And we'll talk to you next month.
Yep, see you next month.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.